Thank you, Zalik. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for spending time to hear us talk and tell our stories. I just got a couple quick questions. My name is Guy Bader. I've worked for 29 years. I started in Thomaston. I'm at the Boulder unit, is where I'm actually, that's where I draw my keys every day, but I spend a lot of time up at the prison. I've actually chosen the job where I'm outside, because working inside, you get stuck with inmates. You get stuck in a pod, and you're there for 12 hours, and if you're lucky, you get a 20-minute relief, and then the rest of the day is spent with all the inmates. And who do you think gets into your head? I mean, you put an 18-year-old kid in there, and their head is going to get opened real quick. I've been there a long time, so luckily I can fend it off, but it still doesn't matter. I don't like it. They've opened up the overtime books wide open. I can work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they claim it comes out of another account. I don't know how it works. I just know that it's a lot of money, and I know I hear from you guys. I hear good things from all you guys. I hear support from everyone here, and I appreciate that. And I wish that everybody at the prison and at the MCC and all the other places could hear that same thing, because everybody can't make it up here to listen. But I don't understand some of the things. I don't understand the overtime issue. How can it be, the books be wide open? I don't understand. I'm on the negotiating team, and it's about, we're here for safety, again, but I don't understand when they sit there and tell us the first day of negotiations, which this is my first year doing it. I've been impatient doing it. You can just ask Jim. I didn't understand how a lot of it worked, but the first day in, right out of the mouth, no money. So who do we go to for money? I'm not
appreciate
asking
that.
You guys for money. I
appreciate this.
I'm asking for your support, for your help, and I feel that from every one of you. And I'm carrying that back, and I'm telling them to call you guys if they have questions or email you. So maybe some of those emails are coming from me, but I'm just flabbergasted at how this whole situation works. I mean, the retention, it has changed. I heard you asking the other officer if it has changed. I don't know what years you were at the prison, but I mean, that's when I started in Thomaston, I was the youngest one in my class, I was 18, and everybody in my class is gone. And they said, you'll be the first one to leave. And you take nothing but grief back then. It was constant. Now, you don't even talk to the new people, because like he said, they're gone. Before you even get to know the names, there's no sense to take somebody under your wing. I think this is how I made it. I had two or three senior guards take me under the wing and say, listen, this is how you do it. This is what to do here, what you got to do there. There isn't that anymore, because nobody wants to take time. I don't want to take her as a new officer and take her under my wing, because she's going to quit in a couple weeks or a couple months. It's just, it's so frustrating. You're banging your head against the wall. And even, like I said, I mean, I appreciate all your time, and I appreciate the questions and the support, and I definitely will take it back, but it's not a safe place. You mentioned something like 15 Rovers. I haven't seen 15 Rovers ever. I went into the prison this morning. I couldn't get a Rover because I had a vehicle. I needed an escort. I couldn't get one Rover. There was no Rover. So you talk about coming in and having like the hair on your neck stand up. That's why there's some of you that I've spoken to. If you want to come to the Maine State Prison, call me. Because when you guys come, it's a dog and pony show. Everything's waxed. They've got 20 guards for every one of you that show up. They'll run you through the best hall. They'll lock all the inmates in, and you won't, if the hair on your neck stands up, I don't know why, come walk around with me. Because it's a whole totally different animal. I mean,
I only chuckle because we were told that by one member on the committee.
It's true. So. But it's not just you guys, it's anybody. It's when the governor came, it was, I mean, they lock the whole place down, and it's wax everything, shine everything, paint everything. It's right now, if ACA walked in there today, there is no way we would pass ACA. It is not going to happen. I mean, you can have, and I like the commissioner a lot, I like Gordon a lot too, but just being online, we see different things. You know, the ACA is about the book, and is this number correct, and there's that many people on post, and you have this slot covered, and as soon as they're gone, this whole thing's gone. They pull from where they pull. They collapse posts that are on this piece of paper here that says that they can't collapse. Well, you know what? They collapse it anyway, and they run it short, and they got their fingers crossed that nothing happens. It's really a dangerous place, and I know we choose to work there. I'm in the position where I'm wishing the last years of my life away so I can retire. And I'm only 40. I turned 47 this summer. I started there when I was 18. So, and we have a special retirement. I'm very lucky and very fortunate. At 55, I can walk out of there. But I'm wrecked now. I mean, I still have 8 years to go. And it's about safety. That's how you keep people. I mean, numbers, like David said, numbers, there's safety in numbers. You guys know it yourself. When you guys go in there, there's a whole parade of you. You're surrounded by people. And even if you feel unsafe, at least you know there's people with you. You walk in there every day like one of us do, and you're by yourself. There is nobody else. There's nobody to even call on. And it sucks. And excuse my language, but...
Appreciate you being honest.
I thank you guys very much for your support. And thank you for your understanding and time.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else want to come up?